Nashville, July 3. Una Quinn was traveling south to meet Berryman. It was a serious time for her, almost a religious time, and she didn't want it mucked up by the soldier riding beside her. He was a baby-faced PFC from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, he'd already told her. With beetle oil in his hair, he'd told her. She just watched him chug a Jim Crow and Coca-Cola, and the mash, whiskey, and caffeine had glazed over his baby blue mama's boy's eyes. The two of them were seated together on an Eastern 707 flight into Nashville. Una had a copy of the Jimmy Horn autobiography in her lap, but she hadn't read a word since the flight started. She'd read the book halfway through the night before on Long Island. A day earlier, she'd seen Ben Toy at the William Pound Institute. 2 days earlier, on the 1st, Berryman had called and told her to meet him in Nashville on the 4th. He'd refused to tell her why, except that he needed her there. He'd given her a place and a time, and he told her to dress as if she was the wife of Tennessee Ernie Ford. Then he'd hung up before she said she would or she wouldn't. Una was imagining Horn and Berryman meeting somewhere in the story, Jiminy. It would be a good chapter. It seemed to her that Horn should win out. There had already been 2 attempts made on his life. A diner chef had shot at him from point-blank range and missed. Another time he'd been beaten lifeless but had lived. If Tom Berryman succeeded, it seemed to her, it would have to be totally unfair. Some mysterious bushwhacking. Jimmy Horn would have to end up as a martyr. She found that neither possibility bothered her. Berryman had already convinced her that the Horn shooting was inevitable. In Jiminy, Horn seemed to feel the same way. She thought that she still didn't know Berryman the way she wanted to. Their relationship was too heady. All his relationships were. Maybe that was what was drawing her to him, though. The soldier put his empty cup on her tray.
Were you all visiting in New York, honey? Are you visiting in Music City? Or going on to Dallas, maybe?
Una opened up her book. She pretended to read.
What I'm doing, she thought. I'd like to find out. What?
The boy swung his face down and up into her view.
I'd have to say, you're visiting Music City.
Una blinked. Excuse me?
Just making small talk, the soldier grinned. You going to Nashville, I said. First time, I bet.
First time, she said.
You sure gonna like it?
The soldier grinned like the child of a brother and sister.
Country music capital of the world. Athens of the South. Home of the late President Andrew Jackson, I believe.
Oh, did he die? Una said. The soldier smiled. Bright-faced already, he lit up one of the Tijuana Smalls he'd been smoking around Times Square in New York.
Smoke?
He asked. It was a joke. To show that, he hurriedly blew out his match. The smoke from the cigar was faintly chocolatey. The soldier then began to tell Una his life story. He talked whether she looked at him or out the window. He smoked more of the little cigars and pestered the little stewardesses for more bourbon. My, 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 they would giggle. Just my, my, my. The jet finally began to circle over Nashville. A pencil pocket of glittering skyscrapers passed under the wing. There seemed to be a great wilderness around the main city, and Berryman was down there somewhere. Up in the very front row of the plane, a first-class stewardess was waking Joe Cubba. She asked him to put on his safety belt. He asked her not to be ridiculous.